So, nothing, the holiday thing, that was totally false. Can you just tell the story?
No, the story is true. I wasn't on the boat that ran into it. Doc was. Skeet Reese was. Skeet's the one that started the whole thing blogging about it on his blog. But, I guess, like I said, we would all meet up after the trip. There was four boats that went out and go fishing. And after the trip, or after the day, you really wouldn't see anybody throughout the day because you're out fishing throughout the jungle and doing whatever. And you meet up at the big houseboat that we slept on at night before dark. And all the guys were supposed to be back at before dark, and then we'd have dinner at 6:30, and you go to bed and get up at 5 in the morning and do it again. And the two boats didn't show up until like 6:30, and then they'd all meet up and tell all the stories. And I guess what ended up happening is one of the boats was coming back and came upon an overturned boat and a bunch of clothes and buckets and debris in the water, and looked over, and there was a naked guy sitting in the tree. So they went over and talked to him with the guy because they couldn't. And what came of it is he got attacked by an anaconda and started to pull him in. He grabbed onto the engine ripped off, so he slipped out of his shorts because it grabbed him on the butt, and he swam to the shore and sat in a tree to get away from him. And they gave him a pair of shorts, went into the river, flipped the boat over, got all the stuff, and towed him back to wherever he had to go. And that was the story.
So carpet's been a normal off season for you then?
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
Did you see some anacondas? I mean, as you're fishing, did you see any?
No, they said they're very difficult to find. And we asked the guide if we could go find one to see one. And they said, no, it's too dangerous. We said, okay, I don't believe you.
Carpet, did you talk to John since he took his